Imagination is the explosion of mental forces on a mento-psychic level. It is the result of, in some cases, inspiration, and it is also the result, in some cases, of direct intuition. It's that mental ability which allows mankind to make a picturization of a particular thing. Again, if we regard mind, substance, as being outside of ourselves, we can regard imagination as the use that we put this mental substance to. We can imagine that we are sick, for instance, in a negative way, and we will become sick. We can imagine that a draft causes a severe cold, and it is likely to cause us to have a cold. By making these negative types of picturization, the conscious mind immediately feeds a repeated request in the most potent manner, namely through picturization, to the subconscious mind. The subconscious part of our brain will then produce what the conscious mind obviously wants. Discussed last week, and we discovered that the subconscious part of our brain will work strictly according to law, either for good or for bad, but strictly according to law. And the law is dictated by our conscious mind and by the super conscious mind working through the conscious mind. Now, if then we imagine that our aches and pains, whatever they may be, are getting better, if we see them as getting better, this information, this very strong, definite request, is sent, is fed to the subconscious, which in turn brings about this particular thing that we obviously want. If we allow our imagination to control us, we become prone to, of course, uncontrolled flights of imaginative fancy, and we can become mentally sick through this, if it's repeated. If, on the other hand, we control our imagination and make it a very positive, definite force, this can help us in every way. In a metaphysical way, in a spiritual way, as much as any other way. The man who has not got much imagination is not the man who is very inspired in any way, in any field of human endeavor. The man and woman who does have an active imagination, providing it is controlled, this is the inspired person. This is the great poet, the great writer, the great painter, the great musician, and the great spiritual worker. Yes, even the great truck driver, the great crane driver, and the great racing motorist.